that's why we sit in the sukkah. The sukkah is the bechinah of yichud. Yichud is zechut and nanakovid. Nanakovid is the dargah of yichud. Yichud is the rabban shleim, because outside there it was kulei mesa. There was no chiyus there bechalal in the midbar. So the chiyus they lived was a chiyus where they were breathing ilu. They were breathing havaya. They were breathing havaya for those 40 years, because there was no makor. There's no other makor chaim over there. That's what he said. That's why yichud yisrael. That's the bechinah of yichud, and that's the dargah of sukkah. That's the bechinah of sukkah. The yichud. The bechinah is yichud in the sukkah between klal yisrael and hakadosh baruch hu. That's the dargah of the yichud, of feeling, of remembering, of feeling that ki havaya, Hashem is mahava kol havaya, and Rabban Shalom gives us chiyus every single second, gives us chaim every single second, and therefore we want to cling. We can only cling and cling and cling, like keilu bechinas isha should want to cling. Vel isheich teshukaseich, vel isheich teshukaseich. That's what Chava was told. Vel isheich teshukaseich. She has to know how to cling, and she has to know how to yearn for the mashpia. Because by her eating, she listens to the nachash and says loy meister musen keilu, that she can be independent. So therefore the Kodesh Baruch Hu told her, no, vel isheich teshukaseich. You're gonna have a moment to get chukka, like if everybody's got the biggest chukka to be davuk to their source, to their shoy. To their shorish, because that's their life. Every person's got a moedik chukka for that. So al ishech to shukasech. That's the bechin of the yud of the ish and the hay of the isha. That's the yud kei. That they have to know that they're a yichud in order to be dovik, to bring up to the shleimus, to bring up to the emstig a yichud of the yud kei. And that's the yiras haremus. Rachman yachinenu and shlakenu and tzashem to be dovik, to be mekayin, the bechin of shvisi avay leneg nisomet, and to always realize and appreciate this. That's when we come out of mikveh, a person comes out with a new chaim. He left his old chaim behind and he came out with a new chaim, realizing ki imcha mekor chaim. Imcha mekor chaim. And that's the whole sod of Rosh Hashanah, where Rosh Hashanah, ki Rabban Shalom creates the world for 1 year, and then Rosh Hashanah, which was the yom hayom haras oilam, then Rabban Shalom sees whether the world should be created for another year. So if Hashem creates the world for another year, it's like a new life. So therefore the Mishnah, Omer Akiva, lifnei the Shveich of Yisrael, like a mikveh, a mikveh mataris is meim, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu mataris is shol, is a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, it's the same bechin, you come out of the mikveh, it's a new chaim, it's a person's a whole ganze zach, he went into the person where place where he can't survive, and down under the water, a person can't breathe, and he comes out with a new recognition that every breath of his comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who told me? Somebody told me, or Avigdor Miller, from time to time, he used to put his head in the water, just to appreciate what it means to breathe, and to be able to breathe, and to be able to... So that's the nekuda. Kim Teres, Klal Yisrael feel, come out of Rosh Hashanah, they feel mamish a new life. They feel that Rabban Shalom is giving them a new life, and that's how they have to feel. That's how they have to feel all the time. That's the sherish of Shivisi Hashem Negdi Samed. It comes to do an affair, a person who lives with Shivisi Hashem Negdi Samed, and a person, Yitzhara comes to a person to do an affair, the person should start choking. You want to tear me away? You want to tear me away? You want to throw me in the water? I'm dobbing not to Rabban Shalom. Kim Chama Karachaim is Mahava the Havai, Kol Rega Verega. Yitzhara should make a person choke. Yitzhara should make a person choke. So he makes a person choke. So that's why the Yitzhara, what do we do with the Yitzhara? Yitzhara, we shech the Yitzhara. Shechting the Yitzhara is cutting the simonim. The shechita is the Yitzhara. The Yitzhara, the shechita is the windpipe. He made us do this. That's the beginning of the Gemara. It talks about the shechita of the Yitzhara. Why do you have to shech him? You can do a lot of other things. The Malach gets shechten. Teretz says that he wanted to be dovek. That's the Makor HaChaim. He wanted to tear us away from the Makor HaChaim. So a person should really choke when it comes to the soy to do an Aveira. If he's mamish dovek to Shavisa Havai and Negdi Samen properly. And therefore he can't. He Pashut Shetol Yitzhara. What do you mean? You want to stop breathing? You want to stop branching? I was mahavim me every reg. I'm holding on. Yaakov Chevel Nachalos. I'm holding on to a Chevel. I'm holding on to a cord. Branching is giving me Chaim. Mahavim. Not just me, but you as well, Yitzhara. Branching is mahavim the whole Bria. Every single second, and we have to live with that nekuda. The Rabban Shalom is mahava the whole bria. So therefore, if you live with that nekuda, that shivisi avayel negdi somer. The person should feel choked, moist amusim. Eat from the tzadas. You listen to the yitzahor. You listen to the nachash. It should be a person should feel the tzadag of moist amusim. That's called yiras haremus. The yira, the fear, the person being taken away from his makor achayim. The pachad. That's what we said before. The person grasps for his breath. The pachad. The terrible pachad. He's grasping for his breath. He feels he's being schlepped away. Person's dovek to avaya, that's the year of Seremus. That's what Klal Yisrael, that's what we're zeichet to in the midbar, and that's what we should all be zeichet to feel, and Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zeichet to chayim and ruchim, chayim shel shalom, chayim shel toiva, chayim shel parnasa, and Mitzvah Hashem, lo erech yom shana, mad meyem esrim shana.